We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, 4 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike Reese. Kyle Quinn is in for Jack. We've stumped the millennial coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, which that means, I guess that means, Ike, you're going to create something millennial, and both Kyle and I are millennials, so we'll compete.
Yes, I'll come up with something to stump you guys.
You did it when I was here last time, and it was Jack and I.
Yes.
And we failed. The millennial was stumped. So we have a copy of PGA Tour 2K21 video game to give away. We'll do that at 525. All right, Ike, we'll get back to the phones in a second here.
I think I need that. Did you say PGA Tour?
PGA Tour 2K21 video game. You can hit the links with friends by playing local and online matches.
I think I might need to.
You think it'll make you a better real life golfer?
It won't, but at least I'll enjoy playing at home, sitting in front of my TV playing.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm sure we have extra copies lying around.
Maybe I got to talk to some people.
Yes. All right, so the 525 stumped the millennial today. We'll get back to all the calls on Girardi, who I'm disappointed in so far, and the fact that Cowboys are going to have fans in the stands this year, which just, it blows my mind. But look, like, we are 1 month away, basically, from NFL kickoff. The 10th of September is Houston against Kansas City, and we know Sunday the 13th, as long as everything stays on, you know, on track the way it is right now, we're going to have pro football a month from now, Eagles at Washington. So I made a list here. I have my NFC power rankings, Ike. So we know seven teams are going to make the playoffs now in the NFC, or both conferences, obviously. Seven teams are going to make the playoffs in each conference. So I was thinking about it today. I was like, where are the Eagles right now? Like, where do I have the Eagles in terms of the NFC and kind of the power rankings of being in the playoffs? And I'll put it out there before I give my list. Like, I think the Eagles are about a 9-17. That's what I'm feeling. I feel like they're different. They're a little bit better on defense with Hargrave and Slay, but I think this is about a 9-7 team again. So I was like, all right, where does that stack up in the NFC?
Okay.
So here's my list. I'll give it to you, and then tell me what you think. All right, here we go. We'll start off number one. It's the 49ers are still in that spot. They were the best team in the
country. Still, okay.
I'm going 49ers number one. I know they lost Buckner, but they drafted the kid in the first round of defensive lineman.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be really good again.
Yep.
Number two, I have New Orleans. One of these years it's going to come down, but I don't think it's yet. They're still really good. They had Emmanuel Sanders. They had Malcolm. I think the Saints are going to be really good again.
Okay.
Number two. Number three, I wanted to drop this team. And if you asked me this a couple weeks ago, I would have dropped them. But I have Seattle at number three. They were probably not as good as their record last year, but they had Jamal Adams, and they might sign Antonio Brown. I mean, they keep sniffing around that thing. So I've
seen, and they might get Clowney back.
It just feels, and Russell Wilson, we know he's going to be good.
Yep.
I have Seattle at number three. Number four, I have Dallas. Number four, there it is. I was right. I have Dallas at number four.
Good job, Kyle.
That team last year was so poorly coached. Mm-hmm. We know they have talent. Their point differential last year, they should have been an 11-win team, and they only won eight because everything was just, the coaching was terrible. Uh-huh. I have them at the fourth best team in the NFC heading into the season. Number five, Tampa Bay, Tom Brady. 7-9 last year, but they could rush the passer. They have weapons. Brady's better than Winston. I think they're the fifth best team in the NFC. Six, I have the Rams at six. They were 9-7 last year. Yeah, I think the Rams and Eagles are pretty similar. 9-7 last year, despite everyone said they had a terrible year. They were 9-7. Like, they were basically like the Eagles last year in many ways, except they played in a tough division. Eagles played in a division that 9-7 could get you in the playoffs. Number eight. Isn't that what happened?
Yeah.
Number seven. Excuse me. Yeah. I have Minnesota at number seven. I think it's kind of a transition year for them.
Kirk Cousins and the Vikings?
That's right. Good team. Good defense. Although it's a little young on defense now. We know Kirk's going to be good at quarterback. Number seven.
Oh, now we know Kirk's going to be good at
Kirk's
quarterback.
Consistent.
Oh,
Kirk's
my
good.
God.
Number eight is where I have the Eagles. I think they're right on the outside. They're right on the cusp. They're borderline. Eight is the Eagles.
You know what? This isn't as outrageous as your list was the last time we worked together.
Which one was that? Was that the
Kyler Murray one? Yeah, the Kyler Murray list. Oh, okay. Yeah, the one that sent me into orbit. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll hear from Kyler in a second. All right, so I have 49ers, Saints, Seahawks, Cowboys, Tampa, Rams, Vikings, Eagles, right on the cusp of the playoffs.
All right.
Number nine, Packers. I think they're coming way down. I don't think the Packers are a playoff team.
Wow.
I think they go from 13-3 to out of the playoffs. 10, I have the Bears. With my guy, used to be your guy, Nikki Sixx. You left him in the dust. I think they were 8-8 last year with terrible quarterback play. If Nick is even decent, they'll be in the mix. 11, Atlanta. 12, Arizona, who I think is probably the best last-place team in the NFL. Arizona's...
I like Arizona.
But that division's crazy good.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
Yep.
13, Detroit. And then this is a big advantage for the Eagles. I have the Giants at 14, so one of the worst teams in the conference at 14.
Oh, it's a big advantage for the Eagles.
Well, it is, isn't it? It's great. It helps.
I mean, it's the same advantage that the number four team has.
That's part of it.
Okay.
I have Carolina at 15 and Washington at 16 because I think Dwayne Haskins stinks. Niners, Saints, Seahawks, Cowboys, Bucks, Rams, Vikings, Eagles at 8, Packers, Bears, Falcons, Cardinals, Lions, Giants, Panthers, and Washington. Last thing before you react here.
Yep.
I think there are 12 teams in the NFC that can make the playoffs. It's deep. It's really deep.
I can agree with that. I can agree with that. And this is how I think it'll shape out. You know what? Even at the top, I can't even come up with a consensus. Because the Saints, I mean, you want to – my gut says the Saints are the best team in the NFC. That's what my gut says.
Same coach, same quarterback.
Yeah.
You just kind of pencil them in for 11 wins.
But here's the problem. I don't have the Saints in the Super Bowl because for whatever reason, as great as Drew Brees is, he's all world, he's elite, he's everything else. Boy, don't look at his postseason record.
Well, especially they've lost two in a row at home.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I was going to get to that, too.
And you know who's won there the last 2 years?
Yes.
Jared Goff.
And Kirk Cousins.
And Kirk Cousins.
Yes. So, yeah, while that's a feather in your cap for those guys, that doesn't look good for Drew Brees, who everybody says is elite. Never gets criticized for coming up short. Never gets criticized for losing home playoff games to Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins, who had never won a playoff game before.
I know.
Who had never, in his 8 years, never won a big game. Still hasn't won a Monday Night Football game yet.
But he outplayed Drew Brees.
He did. He did. So, you know I'm getting my jabs in as I'm going through my power rankings.
I'm waiting.
Because even though I got the Saints as the best team, somehow Drew Brees tends to come up small in the playoffs more often than we choose to point out. We never point out good guy Drew Brees' shortcomings. Man, I think every time he lost in the playoffs, he lost to a team he probably should have beaten. I mean, you don't lose to Case Keenum in Minnesota. I mean, it's good that he beat Nick Foles here, barely, but he got that win off his chest. I would have the Saints at one. I would have, San Francisco. I like the coach.
Coach is excellent.
I like the concept of the team defensively and offensively. I like what they have. But they are coming off a Super Bowl loss. So I'm going to give Seattle the slight edge in that division. I'm going to give Seattle the slight edge in that division as division winners. And I'm doing mine by division winners.
Okay.
So,
New Orleans
wins the South. Seattle wins the West. I want to say Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers on some revenge stuff. But I'm not going to go there. You know who I'm going to say is going to win the North?
The Bears.
Nope.
The Vikings.
The Detroit Lions.
Wow, I had them buried. I put them at 13.
Yeah, I'm going with the Detroit
Stafford
Lions.
Stafford was playing well before he got hurt last year.
Stafford, full season. I like that they added DeAndre Swift. Also like Jeff Okuda. He's a rookie, but I like him over there. And here's the biggest reason why I'm giving Detroit the knock. Because I thought about Chicago, too. I still got love for Nikki Sixx.
9-7 might win that division.
Yeah, exactly. There's some stuff going on in that division where Detroit seems like they may be the quietest team.
They did lose Slay.
I know.
They did lose. They drafted a kid the first round.
Jeff Okuda. They did. My only point is that it's not that I feel Detroit's some juggernaut. Green Bay has internal issues. Minnesota, they lost some key players, including Stephon Diggs.
And we'll running back wants money.
Exactly. Dalvin Cook wants money. We'll see how happy he is. And Kirk Cousins, okay, let's see if you can do it again. And Chicago obviously has a quarterback battle going on there. So I'll give Detroit the edge there. And then the East, give me a break, man. The East belongs to the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll be the four seed. And I got us at 10-6. So I'm not far off from what you predicted at 9-7.
I just think Dallas is better than you do. Well, we both think the Eagles are a similar team.
I agree. I agree with that. Until it's painfully obvious that I got to give Dallas kudos and make them the best team in the division, why would I? Right now, they're neck and neck with the Eagles. They look great on paper.
Well, not in my power rankings.
Yeah, I know. They look great on paper, but there's something about, and you know this because you go to this when you talk about Doug. There's something about the intestinal fortitude of a team.
Yeah, they haven't had
the ability to fight through adversity. That's the edge we have here in Philadelphia that Dallas does not have. We've dealt with our own adversity over the last couple of seasons, and they found their way into the postseason. I'd give Dallas the number five team. Then I would go – no, I'm sorry. I'd get Tampa the number five team.
Oh, we agree on five.
Yeah.
Same five.
Tampa's number five. They may finish a game or two behind the Saints. I think Tampa may win more games than the Eagles.
10-11.
Yeah, they could be 10-6 or 11-5. So I got Tampa at 5, Dallas at 6.
So who's your last playoff
team? My final playoff team, I'm going to go with a surprise team. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons.
They're a weird team. They started off so bad last year, and they finished 6-2. They were good down the
stretch. And it's never because of talent.
No, they haven't. You know, they remind me of, remember the Chargers at the end of Philip Rivers? It's like every year they could be good. And they had the one year they were.
Yep, so I'm going to go with the Falcons. They added Todd Gurley, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan puts up numbers every year. I'll go with them. And I got the Eagles winning one round in the playoffs.
I have them on the outside looking in at 9-7.
I feel you.
It feels like last year again. Different team, but it feels like last year. It's going to be a slog to get there.
I don't completely disagree with you. I'm not wearing the green goggles this year.
I could feel that.
I just don't like what the offseason has felt like. And not just from what the Eagles have added or lost or what have you. The fact that I don't have a real feel for the team.
Well, I think any of us do right now.
Yeah,
but we're missing that. Like, tonight was supposed to be
the first preseason game.
You know what it's like? It's like we're going to wake up on September 10th and the NFL is going to be
here. And football is going to be here. And we will not have seen anything or anybody other than training camp reports.
You know what I miss? As soon as preseason starts every year, the NFL Network would replay every preseason game on the network. And I wouldn't watch the full games, but like you could turn it on anytime there's football.
Yeah.
And now there's no football. Nothing on TV.
I got good news and bad news, too, for my prediction.
What? First, start with the good.
Well, the good news is, you see the hand?
Yeah,
it does not move.
Now it's pretty steady.
And that only happens when I'm referring to who? The Bronco.
Yeah. He's going to talk?
That's the one guy I don't have any concern about coming into the season.
Wow.
We'll see if everybody else can keep up with him on the offensive side of the ball. Got no concern about that. Now, here's the bad news. I believe he loses a second MVP to Tom Brady.
Tom Brady?
I think Brady goes and gets the MVP because he turns Tampa into a legitimate Super Bowl
contending
team.
So you think it's like when Peyton went to Denver?
Yes.
There's some similarities. There's some talent there. Obviously, Peyton went to talent.
Yep.
And the other similarity is the Broncos made the playoffs, but they were about 8-8 with Tebow.
Right.
And you could tell that there was no quarterback
there. Yeah, you knew there was talent there. They just needed a quarterback.
And now they go from Winston to Brady. And Brady's close to the end, but that's a big difference.
And he's probably in better physical shape than Peyton was at the end. Although that first year in Denver,
it was
good. 55 touchdowns.
He was good, but he was coming off neck surgery and all that.
Yes.
All right, so Ike has the Eagles. Well, you had him four in the NFC.
Four,
in the power rankings.
I
had him eight. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's see. Chris was making a point. Chris is in Mount Holly, and his phone wasn't great, but let's see if he's back there. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Got you now, buddy.
What's up, brother?
Ike, my call, not necessarily a pro-Gabe call. I think I'm just noticing hypocrisy. From the fan base.
Sure.
Plays last night, Gene Segura and Reese Hoskins, whoever you want to blame more, Roman Quinn diving for the ball and missing it. Gabe would get hammered the last 2 years from plays like that, and there would be calls for accountability for shooing them out in the locker room. And I don't know what it is tonight, last year, all those three of those players would be called to be benched. We got to bench this guy.
They're all in the lineup tonight, by the way, Chris. Well, Reese is in there, point. And that's Quinn is in there, point. And Segura is in. They're all in there.
So it's you know, and I don't want to criticize Girardi, but it's just my only point is let's hold them to the same standard.
I think that's fair.
And I'll say this to you, Chris.
Chris, appreciate it.
It's absolutely fair, and you're absolutely right.
And it's absolutely not going to happen.
Yeah, and it's absolutely not going to happen. And to the best of my ability to explain it, all I can tell you is that Girardi comes here with a different reputation. His resume is certainly more impressive than Gabe's. So he's going to be given the benefit of the doubt. You know, unfortunately for Gabe, and I wasn't anti-Gabe, I was actually pro-Gabe. I just realized that he frustrated people, and I sort of started getting a kick out of everybody complaining about it. But the idea that he can turn every scenario into hearts and flowers and rainbows and sunshine.
Roses.
That drove everybody crazy.
Yeah, well, of course it did.
And I don't believe Joe Girardi will do that over the course of 162 games. He may do that the first 12 games of the season, but I think once you get to game 20, 25, you're going to get a different sort of in-game analysis or game analysis from Joe Girardi based on the wins and losses.
Well, I hope we do, because I was sold on it being different, right? And it was an upgrade. Like, that's why I didn't want to get rid of Gabe, but once I did, I said, go get Joe Girardi. He's accomplished. He's good. And they sold us on this would be different. He'd be a difference maker. I don't see a difference. 215-592.
I haven't either. I agree. I haven't seen, other than minor things, but not the things that we thought hurt the Phillies
right.
in years past.
It's a circus act last night on the field. Jamal in the Northeast. What's up, Jamal?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How are you?
What's up, Jamal?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Joe, every time I hear you... It's like, what's going on in his head? I wanted to talk about the Phillies, but just listening to your call, you've made so many, I don't know, assumptions or what. You say you take golf over Wentz.
Yeah, I like golf. Golf's a good quarterback.
I don't see how then, just like I didn't see how Alex Smith went before
Aaron Rodgers.
I still don't understand that.
Well, Jamal, the gap is not that big. Aaron Rodgers, top 10 quarterback ever. And I like Alex Smith. So far in their careers, the gap between Wentz and Goff is not the same. Come on.
The feeling is.
It's not the same gap, though.
The feeling is, though.
But what you're saying about the Phillies, you said Girardi didn't do things like he did in New York. You said that, correct?
No, I think he has managed like he has managed in New York. But my point is this, Jamal. The owner hired him to be a difference maker. He said it, not me. He said it's like the equivalent of adding a star player. Has he had that kind of impact?
Joe, how many games have they played?
They've played 12.
12?
Yes.
12, Joe?
Do you feel good about the job he's done so far? Yes or no?
Listen, I am a Phillies fan. I've been one since the 80s. I didn't expect jack from this team. There's no pitching. Now you got holes at first, second, third, and relief pitchers.
So then you basically are admitting, Joe, that Jamal, that the owner patronized this all. It's patronized.
Well, the owner's a joke because one minute he says he's going to spend money, but then you got relievers that look like some, you know, traveling team.
They do.
I read some kids that do that. But you can't say it's Joe.
What?
When you're saying that the management is doing this, and then you got Heckle and Jekyll and McPhail and
Clinton.
Yeah, they are Heckle and Jekyll. That's a good
name. But this has been going on for years.
I agree, but then they shouldn't have told me the manager's a difference maker. He can't make a difference right now.
So why are you listening to the owner when he's already sold you a bill of goods that you didn't buy from the first job?
Well, I'm frustrated with him. That's what it is, Jamal.
So why get frustrated when you already know that the team is not complete, so you can't put that on a manager
well, I in wanted
first
to give
year
it a
when
chance.
He hasn't even finished a half a season?
I hear you. So you're not frustrated with Girardi? You think he's doing a good job?
No. If anything, it's an upgrade from
But how is it an upgrade? It's the same thing. That's what I'm saying.
Well, that goes back to management. That's not the manager. That's the front office. So you're proving my point.
Yeah, well, my point is I haven't seen anything that makes me feel good about this. And I hear you. And I think the bigger issue, we appreciate you, Jamal. Obviously, like the bigger issue is what they give the manager. But this was supposed to be a difference maker. So far, I don't see it. I better see something tonight. Roman Quinn's back in there. Segura's back in there. Hoskins is in there. No Kingery, though. He's putting Gosselin in for Kingery.
Oh, okay.
So maybe he's listening to us today. No Kingery tonight. Gosselin playing second base. And you, and he listened to you on this, Ike.
What do you do?
Real Muto is DHing tonight. Naps catching.
There, see that? Well, hell, he listened to Philadelphia on that one. We all yelled about that Sunday.
Yeah, it's
that,
like JT's not allowed to be. Yeah, I think it was the day,
that was
day
Sunday,
game.
Sunday, right? Yeah. The day game, yeah.
I mean, we know once a week Nap's got to catch to save JT's knees. That's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, but JT doesn't get a full day off where, like, yeah. That's why the DH is here.
Yeah, that bothered everyone over the weekend. 215-592-9494. That's how you get a burrow. Are you disappointed in the job Joe Girardi has done so far with the Phillies? I am. I expect, you know, we were told difference makers here. Not yet. And the Cowboys are going to have fans, maybe nobody else in the NFC East. And coming up at 5 o'clock, we will give our official Flyers predictions. They start tonight.
Oh, man. Fly, guys, baby.
Game one against the Canadiens. Official predictions coming
8
up.
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock. They dropped the puck. I always like saying that. They dropped the puck. It feels like hockey saying that. We'll talk about it. Your phone call as well. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.